Hi there, my name is Warren. I'm one of the co-founders at 33 Shake, and welcome to another episode of the 33 podcast, which today is all about one of our favorite ingredients found in ordinary sports nutrition the world over. It is called maltodextrin. And if you were to read most of the reports and science on this, you would think it was probably one of the greatest athletic inventions ever made. Yet behind all of this hides a much, much darker picture. And it is that dark, dirty, dangerous, yes, it could be dangerous at times, world of maltodextrin that I'm going to be digging into on this show. Because at 33 Shake, our mission is delivering athletes maximum value and the maximum amount of tools to upgrade health and performance to a new level. And we do that by sharing the very latest in nutrition, tips, mindset, tricks, training protocols in these shows. And we also do it in our store at 33shake.com. with the very best in natural sports nutrition. So with all that said, let's get into the world of maltodextrin. Because maltodextrin is basically the bottom feeder of the nutritional world. It is one of the cheapest additives found in junk foods and processed foods, and it has long been the darling of the sports nutrition industry. As I mentioned earlier, it's basically the most popular ingredient in ordinary sports nutrition. It's the number one ingredient in most ordinary energy gels, drink mixes, and energy bars. And it is the number two ingredient, sometimes even still the number one ingredient, along with whey in most ordinary protein powders. So you may notice a little bit of a contradiction going on here. On the one hand, here's an ingredient that is found in most processed and junk food, and here's an ingredient that's found in most ordinary sports nutrition. These are not foods that we would use for the same purpose. You want to go faster, you think, well, probably not going to get a load of junk food in. How does this work? The short answer is, it doesn't. Now, despite this, there is, unsurprisingly, an awful lot of industry-funded science telling you, me, athletes everywhere, how brilliant maltodextrin is for performance. But as industry funding has been proven to make science four times more likely to find in favour of the person funding the study, most of this science can be safely filed in that small round filing cabinet in the corner on the floor, better known as the bin. If you take a peek on the other side of the story, the evidence stacked against maltodextrin gets quite alarming, and there's quite a lot of it, with more coming out regularly. It's a bit like the dress in the Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky scandal, for anyone who remembers back that far. You can hide it under the bed all you like, but it's not going away. So let's open up. We don't even need to dive into the science, first of all. Let's look at a statement from a company called Belchem. They are a major producer of maltodextrin for the food industry. So these are not some like sandal-wearing, anti-maltodextrin hippie nut jobs writing against maltodextrin. This is a company that pretty much makes its living selling the stuff to the food industry. They are friends of maltodextrin. And yet even they struggle to say good things about it. This is a direct quote from their website. Maltodextrin contains almost no vitamins and minerals to assist with turning carbohydrate into energy. Therefore, consuming maltodextrin may actually reduce the amount of vitamins and minerals in the body because it uses more vitamins and minerals than it brings into the body. Over time, this can lead to a net decrease in a person's vitamin and mineral levels. Now, just to be clear, the ingredient that most ordinary sports nutrition companies and the science backing up their products and the scientists and the apparently qualified sports nutritionists behind that science, the ingredient that they are lining up to recommend more than anything, because it's the number one ingredient in the products, to athletes like you and me, is maltodextrin. And it's nutrient negative, as in you will use more nutrients digesting it than you will get from it. Point being, when we are exercising, training, and particularly when we're racing, we are depleting our body of nutrients. The whole point of nutrition is that it puts those back in. So using an ingredient that actively robs them doesn't seem very smart. In reality, it's about as helpful as someone tying his shoelaces together on the start line. As well as nicking nutrients that we could really do with from our performance, maltodextrin really doesn't get on very well with our gut bacteria. Now, inside our guts, we have loads and loads of bacteria, which is actually a very, very good thing. They help break down food for digestion. When they're working properly, we're able to extract all of the nutrients from the food that we eat. When they're not, then we're starting to get into digestive issues. We're not getting all the nutrients we need. Things go south pretty quickly. But it's a lot more than just digestion. A growing body of evidence is showing that keeping the right balance of gut bacteria and keeping them in good shape can help everything from our ability to fight disease to right way through to our mood to how well we sleep, all sorts of things. So keeping those gut bacteria healthy is an important part of being healthy and performing at your peak. Maltodextrin, unfortunately, pretty much destroys these bacteria, leaving us more prone to illness and serious long-term health problems. So if you happen to be from Ohio, clearly you will regularly be checking the bulletins from the Department of Pathobiology at the Lerner Research Institute, a fine institute there in Ohio. They have studied ingestion of maltodextrin, and they found that it contributes to the suppression of intestinal antimicrobial defense mechanisms. To you and me, that means gut bacteria. It contributes to the suppression of intestinal antimicrobial defense mechanisms, and it may be an environmental priming factor for the development of chronic inflammatory disease. So let's just digest that one a bit, shall we? Because it is literally a mouthful, particularly the words antimicrobial. You try pronouncing that in a hurry. Short version of that is maltodextrin is pretty much torpedoing your gut bacteria. And as they then say, it may be an environmental priming factor, as in it may be encouraging the conditions in which chronic inflammatory disease can flourish. So, chronic inflammatory disease, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. What does it really mean? Well, hold on, because the US government's National Institute of Health has a definition for us. Chronic inflammatory systemic diseases, in brackets CIDs, like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, and many others are a burden to humans because of lifelong debilitating illness, increased mortality, and high cost for therapy and care. In short, maltodextrin is setting up your gut to become more prone to very serious long-term health conditions that can be lifelong and debilitating, are a burden to humans. They increase mortality, as in they make it more likely you're going to die. So none of this is a lot of fun. Now, of course, you could ignore this. You could say, well, these guys at 33 Shake, they've got a bias. Their products don't use maltodextrin. Well, yeah, it's kind of because we read this stuff and that's the reason. But yeah, you could accuse us of that. So you could ignore all of this. Because maltodextrin is a legal food additive. It can still legitimately be called natural because once upon a time, it began life as corn, rice, wheat, or potatoes before it became maltodextrin in a processed factory somewhere. So, you know, if we look at those things, take a potato, for example. What's harmful about a potato? Absolutely nothing. Unless, of course, it is being fired at point-blank range at your ear from a potato cannon. Quick aside, if you think I'm making up potato cannons, I'm really not. Go and check out YouTube. Essentially, it appears that people inevitably who live in rural areas and get bored, what they do, you get a length of guttering pipe. You manage to, I think they do it with like aerosols and light switches or something else, something that will create a spark and detonate in the bottom of the tube. Stick a potato in it. You can fire a potato a really long way at very high speed, which is absolutely hilarious. Now, getting back to the point, potatoes are not harmful, but if you put a potato in a potato can and fire it at your ear at point blank range, I guarantee it's going to be harmful. And just as the potato cannon turns the humble, innocent, friendly, and often delicious potato, and for any hipsters out there who are super keen on keeping the carbs down, of course the sweet potato can be included in this list. While the potato cannon transforms that once innocent, delicious potato into an object of destruction and maiming, The industrial, heavy industrial processing of corn, rice, wheat, and potatoes, these innocuous, delicious, natural ingredients, the heavy industrial processing of them turns them into something very different altogether. In this case, that's what happens with maltodextrin. So yes, once upon a time, it came from something natural, but so did Dr. Harold Shipman, and no one's in a hurry to bring him round for dinner. So if you try to take the analogy any further, it breaks down. The potato cannon is ultimately hilarious and harmless. Maltodextrin is quite the opposite and just leaves a trail of destruction behind it. So for us at 33, it's just a no-brainer. You don't need to eat the stuff. You don't need to use it. There are a lot of other things you can use, particularly if you focus your nutrition around real food. Heck, a banana, there's no maltodextrin in that. And we don't use it in our products either. So thanks very much for joining us for that one. Love to know what your thoughts are about maltodextrin. Have you used it? You had any trouble? Do you have no trouble at all with it? Get in touch with us. You'll find all of our details and our social links in the show notes below. You'll also find our email details in there. We would always love to hear from you. And of course, if you are looking for the very best in performance nutrition for your running, your cycling, your triathlon, or whatever challenge it is you've got coming on, why not check our stuff out? You'll find us at 33shake.com.